Welcome to Roll Law America, for the law you can use and the law to amuse. We've got some great information for you today, and it's coming up in much less than a minute, but first a mandatory disclaimer. This podcast is for general information only, and is not specific legal advice for your situation. For that, you need an experienced attorney in your jurisdiction. Your listening to this podcast is your agreement and acknowledgement that no attorney-client relationship is established thereby. For 40 years in New York, I've been representing regular guys, business guys, and top-level wise guys, so this ain't my first rodeo. So saddle up and come along for today's ride. Greetings and welcome to the summer season of Raw Law, where we post when we want to the most. And today's episode is entitled Fortune Cookie, where we discuss, or maybe the better word is discussed, the New York law against fortune-telling, which for those of you playing at home is section 165.35 of the penal law. What is the difference between a cult and a religion? Well, the real answer probably is the number of congregants and the number of those congregants who vote for conservative politicians. If memory serves, there was this ancient document called the Constitution, which in the Bill of Rights of the First Amendment says something like, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. In fact, that is exactly what it says. But does the government, whether federal or state, actually believe it? Remember, freedom is best protected on the borders, not in the middle of the kitchen. So let us turn to section 165.35 of the penal law of the state of New York, which today we'll substitute for our prayer book and read as follows. A person is guilty of fortune-telling when, for a fee or compensation which he directly or indirectly receives, he claims or pretends to tell fortunes or holds himself out as being able by claimed or pretended use of occult powers to answer questions or give advice on personal matters or to exorcise, influence, or affect evil spirits or curses, except that this section does not apply to a person who engages in the aforedescribed conduct as part of a show or exhibition solely for the purpose of entertainment or amusement. Fortune-telling is a Class B misdemeanor. And folks, a B misdemeanor can get you up to 90 days in jail. So that's when you go to a psychic fair, there's usually some sign that says, for entertainment purposes only. Yeah, right, sure. Practitioners of Santeria, for example, a religion frequently found where there are large Hispanic groups, engage in divination by cowrie shells called a registro or consulta. Technically, this would violate the fortune-telling law, even though it's religious-based. But what politician in this day and age wants to antagonize a voting group as large as the Hispanic community? But if you were some humble old lady with a babushka on your head, staring into a crystal ball to give advice to a lovelorn customer, watch out. The cops could come busting in and seize your ball and put you in a ball and chain, theoretically at least. So when a priest, who is supposed to be a representative and intermediary between a congregant and the big guy in the sky, gives a sermon to his congregants telling them how they should live, and then a basket is passed, is that somehow completely different from getting compensation indirectly and giving advice on personal matters? When that self-same priest grants absolution from sin and confession, and you put your $2 in the poor box, or whatever the fine is that different from influencing spirits, or in their case, the number one spirit that runs their show? When the priest conducts an exorcism against evil spirits, is he violating New York law and can he be locked up for 90 days? No. How come? Because the secular government is okay with Catholics, but God forbid, pun intended, if you belong to a small group of believers that do the same kind of thing, you can wind up in prison. And what about the First Amendment, folks? You can have faith healers that are Christian, you can have the annual blessing of your basset hound, and nobody's putting handcuffs on those men in black doing the show. Faith healing doesn't work all that well. The Journal of the American Medical Association used to publish articles where one part was a testimonial about a patient being cured via faith of his cancer, and the other part was a copy of his death certificate issued shortly after the supposed cure. The big box location for miracle cures for the Christians, Lourdes, well, their stats ain't all that great. From 1978 to 2010, the Catholic Church recognized, this is the Catholic Church that recognized, 4 legitimate cures. 5 million people a year go there for their miracle cures. But nobody is making Christian faith healing illegal. As a matter of fact, many states have laws exempting parents from criminal charges if they medically neglect their children based on religious grounds. That's how children die. But man, if you tell a fortune in New York, if you purport to give personal advice, And I think we could conclude that would include medical advice. You're in a heap of trouble. Now, the only time in reality when that happens is when some gifted psychic cons some schmuck out of bucks sufficient to handle the spirits, then make a noise that conjures up the district attorney's office to visible appearance. But theoretically, it is still a crime to do that for $1 or $1 million, and should it be? Is not the law against fortune-telling telling us that if you are fortunate enough to be a member of an established religion that basically does the same thing, you get a pass? But if there aren't enough members of your religion or belief system to make a difference in an election, you're screwed. Something to think about. Are these United States really practicing freedom of or freedom from religion? Or do you have to be a recognized member of the belief club that can sway enough votes to keep the idiots that make these laws like fortune-telling in their phony, baloney, do-nothing jobs? Another thing to think about this summer when you're at the beach or stuck in your car on the way to the sand and surf, go to rawlawamerica.com and listen to the other podcasts I've made about the law you can use and the law to amuse. If you like this kind of episode, you might want to check out Devil's Food episode to get the real deal behind the latest Conjuring movie being released. You might want to listen to Unhealthy Exorcise to learn about how you can kill your children while doing an amateur exorcism. That is illegal, by the way. A ton of practical law you can use in other episodes, too. So get thee to rawlawamerica.com and tell your pals to tune in, turn on, and give a listen. Don't forget the sunscreen, folks. It's the summer. And don't forget to leave your email address at rawlawamerica.com so you can be notified whenever I post my words of wisdom. And I can see in your future that you are subscribing. Abracadabra.